where the University of Ballarat is at now is talking about working with a range of regional TAFE providers, of which Advanced TAFE is one, and using technology potentially across the state to deliver some training into particularly into remote or regional areas where there are thin markets, in other words, not a huge number of people, but nevertheless the training is required. So so the full Menzies proposal, which was for a regional university, as I understand it, is not where the proposal is at the moment.
Okay, so there'll be no formal university formed. However, there'll be an association with regional TAFEs potentially. How different is it to the relationship that your TAFE already has with the University of Ballarat?
Well, that's a good question. It's not particularly different. I guess it's building on that. We have a relationship with them, as you know. We run the Bachelor of Business in Sale, and further, we're also signed up with a number of regional TAFEs to a project which is about putting technology and putting courses into those regional areas. So I guess it's an extension of that proposal rather than something brand new.
What will it enable you, if it does happen, what will it enable you to do in the wake of these funding cuts?
Well, I think the potential of the proposal is that there is an option for more programs to be delivered into, for example, into East Gippsland, into the more remote communities. Certainly we've been looking in the first instance at further tertiary or higher ed courses, which is part of the original proposal, the funding that's come from the federal government. But I think there is potential also for other what we would call VET or vocational education and training courses through that medium. It's early days, Celine, and it's more of a concept than a reality at this stage. But I think there is potential. Certainly you'd be aware, and your listeners would be aware, that we have had to close down some of our outreach centres, and I think that there's a possibility that we could use technology more creatively, as well as some local support, obviously, to deliver training into those more remote areas.
Is there potential for you to revive some of those courses that you have had to cut?
Look, I think that's always an option, but I'd have to say that, that is an option that's down the track. We're not looking to reverse those decisions right now. Unfortunately, we don't have the money to do that. But I think that, in time, there will be some changes to those policy settings. This is my opinion. I think that over time you'll find that certain courses that aren't run the industry particularly will demand that training, and I think that you will see some of those courses reemerge.
And how might they reemerge? Is it with added support from the University of Ballarat, or could you draw on support from the other partners, the other potential partners, I should say,
yes,
in the other regions?
Yes, that's right. I mean, I think the potential of a more joined-up approach with training offered across a range of regions and a range of partners is that where individually we may not be able to offer a particular course or a program, collectively it could become possible. So I think that's the potential, but I would just stress that the University of Ballarat proposal is but one proposal, and we're looking at working with a range of partners to actually try and shore up our services here in East Gippsland.
Have you had discussions with other universities?
We work already, as you probably know, with Deakin University. We work with Monash University, and we've discussed, certainly we've had discussions recently with Monash University. So, yes, our approach is not to have just one partner, but to have a range of partners to deliver, if you like, the broadest possible opportunities for people who live here.
How strong is your partnership with your neighbouring TAFE, GippsTAFE?
GippsTAFE, our partnership is strong. We have what we call the Gippsland Tertiary Alliance, which is a Monash, GippsTAFE and Advanced TAFE, and we meet regularly. We've just met last week again. We're looking at a range of opportunities and courses. For example, we're currently running or developing a joint health program with Monash University and GippsTAFE, and we're also looking at another project around engineering. So I'd say there's great opportunities there to work more closely. In a region such as ours, or for that matter, any regional TAFE, but particularly speaking locally, We try, or have tried, to offer a very broad range of courses, something like 200 plus. And what you find is that in a region such as ours, you don't have lots and lots of people doing each course. But we've tried to offer an incredibly broad range so that people don't have to travel. Now, the difficulty with the current funding budget cuts is that we're having to make some tough decisions about courses that in the past would have been marginal, but we've run them as, if you like, as a community, for the community, and now we're having to make some really tough decisions about the fact that we just can't afford to do that anymore.